Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Rayman, we have talked a lot about the airline industry and how it is really struggling during the pandemic. Brian Del Monte is the president of the Aviation Agency, and he joins us now. Brian, it's Ray and Joe on WTIC in Hartford. How are you?
Good. How are you guys this morning?
I'm good, thanks. Right now, according to the little piece of paper I have in my hand, the airlines have gone from making what they made in a week to making it in 3 months. Obviously, when you heard that things were going to be shut down, you knew it would be bad. But has this even exceeded your wildest expectations?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no, right? I mean, 9/11, we saw a similar type of contraction. But we didn't see it every day for a month. So yes and no. I mean, this is pretty much new, you know, unprecedented. But we have seen this level of contraction before, just not this severe and not this sustained.
Brian, some quick numbers here. United apparently is in the midst of cutting back a bunch of flights. They did 200,000 people the first 2 weeks of April, and that's probably America's biggest airline, I would think. That's Continental, everybody else in the world. 6 million people, they had 6 million during the same time in 2019. So last 2 weeks of this month, or first 2 weeks, 200,000 compared to 6 million. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I was going actually off of the TSA screening numbers to get a better sense of flow put. And actually, one of my clients tracks airlines as their core business. What we've seen is a global reduction in the number of planes flying by as much as 80%. And to get some perspective of U.S. travelers, TSA a year ago was screening about 2.4 million travelers a day. I think 2 days ago when I looked at it, it was 103,000.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. So it's insane, the drop. But, you know, let me ask people, would you want to get on a plane? Do you want to sit in that middle seat?
Well, and that and you make a point which kind of leads to what I wanted to get to next, is that when this is over, and again, we have said this since day one, nobody knows what the new norm is going to be. But when this is over, it doesn't necessarily mean that people are jumping in planes and flying places right away.
Absolutely. The airlines are going to have to take, what we would say is the airlines will have to take what's called responsibility for the sale. They're going to have to make the public okay with the idea of flying again, just like they did on 9/11. There are going to be changes. There will be changes to how planes are sanitized. There'll be changes to how we go through security. You know, none of this bunching up, you know, face to back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the line, I would think. Right, there will be changes in the regulations, okay, in terms of airline operations. There will be a new normal. It'll probably mean less crowded airplanes. It'll mean changes at the terminal. It'll mean fewer people going through the process at a time until, you know, we have a vaccine, I would think.
We were talking to Kevin Dillon, who runs the airport authority here. And, you know, Bradley is a moderate-sized airport. But, you know, he was saying the other thing that you have to keep in mind is, like, all the concessionaires in there, you know, they're dying. They're, if you can get to them, which you if you can. I mean, a lot of restaurants are closing. A lot of stores, you know, convenience stores, they're all out of there. They're out of business for now.
I would think so. I mean, airports basically make their money in two buckets. 60% of their revenues come from what occurs on the tarmac.
Right. Okay?
So that's landing fees. That's, you know, there's a fee on your ticket that the airports call enplanement fees. There's taxes on the fuel and everything else. That's 60%. But the other 40% comes from that subway franchise that's paying for a lease, right? That store in the airport that's paying for a lease.
Right.
None of those are operating right now. And how can those people be expected to maintain their leases if they have no shot at revenue?
Talking with Brian Del Monte, he's the president of the Aviation Agency, talking about what can probably be called a crisis in the airline industry as we deal with the pandemic. Do you think, have we started to see, Brian, layoffs as far as, or furloughs as far as any of the airlines are concerned?
I haven't seen anything among the airlines that most people would recognize. There are airlines that operate as contract charters to the majors, and some of them have had real problems. My understanding is, for example, Compass no longer functions. Compass is a contract flyer for American and Delta, and they're done. I've heard Flybe went under, and I've heard, you know, there's a lot of hurt out there, guys.
And Bradley uses a lot of those contract carriers.
Yeah, most of the smaller airports, you know, you're not going to see, you know, a big gigantic jumbo jet land. So a lot of the people that are ferrying around on, you know, those 100 passenger airlines, yeah, those are all operated by companies like SkyWest and Compass and others.
How much do the airlines communicate with each other during times like this to kind of get a sense of where everybody's head is at? Or is it such a competitive business that it's, you know, one for each other and all for one, or none for one? You know, is this like the 78 Red Sox, who were known as 25 cabs for 25 players?
Yeah, right. Right. There's the old quote about if two people from the same industry, you know, get together, even if for merriment, it ends in a conspiracy against the public, right? So
right.
The airline industries have had a rather storied history of when they talk to one another, it winds up, you know, resulting in
being a scandal
that regulators don't like, right? So right. In this case, do I think they're talking to each other? Sure. Do I think they're like, hey, let's figure out together how to, you know, make us all survive?
No.
I doubt that much beyond their letter to Congress. They do have a lobbying group that does all that for them called Airlines for America.
Yeah.
And so, you know, plus there's, not to throw out the alphabet soup, right? There's the IATA, right? The International Air Transport Association.
Right.
In this country, there's a National Transport Association. So those groups are probably working on their behalf, but is like the CEO of American calling the CEO of Delta and saying, hey, how are we going to fix this? I find that unlikely.
Hey, Brian,
they
have
the same problem.
A question I would have, and you're talking about doing those TSA numbers and how many people are being checked out, which is not many. Does TSA have to do some layoffs too?
I would find it highly unlikely that the federal government will lay anyone off. Their appropriations are not dependent on us paying taxes, okay? They can just decide to pay their people. And I wouldn't think that in the middle of all this, they'd want to see stories on TV about TSA employees being laid off.
Right.
And I wouldn't want Congress calling me if I were the Secretary of DHS saying, how come we're laying people off in the middle of all this?
They have nothing
to do. So, no, I don't see any federal employee is at real risk of losing their jobs. They may be told not to come to work, but
right,
no.
Right. Well, Brian,
thanks, Brian.
Good luck. Thanks for the insight, and hopefully we get back to a sense of normalcy, and the airlines do too. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Thanks,
Brian.
Have
a great day, guys.
Brian
there
Del Monte. Really, you know what? I mean, he was serious as a heart attack, and it's depressing. I'm listening to him talk about what's going on. It's awful for the airline industry.
And look, people aren't going to cry for the airline industry because they've jerked people around for a long time price wise and that kind of thing. But still,
well, that's true. But you know, just the ability to get on a plane and fly somewhere is a pretty cool thing. So
yeah,
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.